就是 bow our head for a word of prayer。亲爱的父，我们一同俯伏在你面前的时候，求你的灵亲自在我们中间显现。我愿把这个机会交在你的手里边，掌管站在这里的人，也掌管我们每一个人的心灵。我们愿意看见你的荣耀在我们中间彰显出来。奉主耶稣的名，请大家跟我今天打开马可福音第十章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章，我们要从第十七节一同看完到第二十二节。
Mark 10, verse 17 to 22 inclusive.
我还先用俄语读一遍。马可福音第十章从第十七节开始。耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前，问他说，良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。他对耶稣说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。在这里我觉得记载着新约里面一个极可怕的悲剧。
I think here is recorded a very terrible tragedy in the New Testament.
这个青年人他知道了自己的需要。
This young man, he knows his own needs.
他来到了主的面前。
And he come to the Lord.
面对面地看见了主。
And face the Lord face to face.
亲自听见了主的声音。
And hear with his own ear the voice of the Lord.
而且这里告诉我们说，主看着他就爱他。
And we also see that here it is recorded, the Lord see him and love him.
如果他根本没有来到主的面前，
if he has never come to the Jesus' feet,
如果他没有听见主的声音，
if he has never heard Jesus' voice,
他没有得到主的祝福，这个还情有可原。
If he doesn't get God's blessing in this way, that is understandable.
但是他已经来到了主的面前了，
but he has come in front of the Lord.
已经面对面地看见了主，
and he has come face to face with the Lord.
亲耳听见了主的声音。
Listen to the Lord's voice with his own ear.
而且主已经爱了他。
And the Lord already loved him.
好像在主面前蒙福的条件都已经齐备了。
It looked as if he has all the conditions for being blessed.
但是结果他却没有得到这个属灵的福气。
But in the end, he did not receive this spiritual blessing.
已经来到了主的面前。
He has already come before the Lord.
已经听见了主的声音。
He has listened to the Lord's voice.
如果我们再要失掉了主所预备给我们的福气，
If in this way we still lost the blessing that the Lord has prepared for us,
这是多么可怜的一件事情啊！
What a pitiable thing!
如果我们根本没有来到主面前，
If we have never come before the Lord,
主耶稣自己曾说过呀，
Jesus has said,
这些人如果没有听见我的话，他们就不受那么大的刑罚了。
If they have never heard my words, they would not be punished in the same way.
照样，我们如果没有听到主的声音
，In the same way, if we have never heard the Lord's voice,
或者我们还可以有可原谅的地方
，Maybe we still have places where we can pay
pardon. 但是如果我们要来到主的面前，亲自听见了主的声音
，But after we have come in front of the Lord and listened to His own voice,
主已经向你的心讲话了
，And He has already spoken to your heart.
你心里面开始有觉得受了感动了
，And you feel the moving starting in your heart.
但是你没有觉得这是你应当顺服的时候。
But you do not feel this is the time that you should be obedient.
听到了主的声音。
You heard the voice.
但是你没有得着主所要给你的福气。
But you did not receive the blessing.
这是多么可怜的一件事情。
What a pitiable state.
今天我们要思想一下这个青年人所给我们留下的见解。
We have to meditate on this young man today.
我们看一看这个青年人他来到主的面前的时候。
We want to see that when he came before the Lord.
主看着他就爱他。
The Lord looked at him and loved him.
他有什么好处使得主看见他就爱他呢？
What is so good about this young man?
然后我们看看，既然主已经爱了他了，
And then we'll look at if the Lord loved him already,
那么 为什么他还不能够得到主所要给他的福气呢？
Why is it that he still did not receive the Lord's blessings?
最后我们要看一看他应当做什么才可以得着主所要给他的福气。
And lastly, we'll see what he has to do in order to receive these blessings.
这里我们首先看一看这个青年人有什么好处使得主爱他。
Firstly, we want to see what good points this young man has.
这里我觉得记载至少有两件事情。
I think it is recorded here at least two things.
是值得我们羡慕的，值得我们效法的。
It is worthy of our envy and worthy of our learning.
头一件事情，这个青年人我觉得他有一个真正追求的心呢。
Firstly, I feel this young man really has a seeking heart.
他知道什么是好的。
He know what is good.
他要得到那个好的。
And he want to receive the good things.
这里在第二十二节告诉我们说呀。
Here in verse 22 it says that.
他的产业很多。
He had great possessions.
马太、路加都记载的有这件事情。
In Matthew and Luke this is also recorded.
那里告诉我们说他是一个犹太人的官。
There it is recorded that he is the ruler of the Jews.
他是一个年轻的财主。
He is a young,and rich man.
那这个人年轻轻的呀，他已经有了很多的好处。
Even though he's so young, he still has a lot of good points.
他成为一个官。
He is a ruler.
在当时做官就是发达的唯一的道路。
At that time, to be a ruler is the way to get rich.
他有很多的产业。
He has a lot of possessions.
他的生活可以说有很大的保障。
He has a lot of security in his life.
他是一个财主。
He is also a rich man.
他的生活一定很舒服。
His life must be comfortable.
他因为又是做官的人。
Also because he is a ruler.
他有很大的权柄。
He has power.
在人面前有很大的荣耀。
There's glory in front of other people.
年轻轻的，他已经有了这么多的好处。
At this young age, he has all these advantages.
可以说人当时所想要的好处，他都有了。
We can say that all the things that people want, he has already.
名誉、地位、钱财、享受、权柄，什么都有了。
Name, position, enjoyment, and power he all has.
人所想要的东西他都已经得着了。
All the things that man ever wants, he has already.
他有了这一切。
He has all these.
但是他知道这些个东西不能够满足他心灵里面的需要。
But he knows that all these cannot satisfy his heart.
所以他来到主的面前对主说。
Therefore he come before the Lord.
主啊，我需要一件更宝贵的东西。
Lord, I need something more precious.
我知道有一件东西更重要。
I know there's something more important.
我需要得着永远的生命。
I need the eternal life.
今天我们所有的也许有些个方面不能够跟这个年轻人比。
What we have today may not be able to compare with this young man today in some aspects.
我们也许没有他那么多钱。
Maybe we don't have as much money as he has.
也许我们没有他当时所享受那种地位。
Maybe we don't have the position that he enjoyed in those days.
也许我们没有他有那么大的权柄。
Maybe we don't have the power that he has.
或者在人面前得的称赞。
Or we may not receive praise in front of man.
但是也许我就是因为我们没有这一切。
But maybe just because we do not have these.
今天我们还想要追求这一切。
Today we still want to seek after these things.
我们仍然觉得如果我有了这些东西我的心就可以满足了。
We still feel that if I have received these things, then I will be satisfied.
如果有了这些东西我就算有了成就了。
If I have these things, then I am successful.
所以我们就拼着命的想要得这些东西。
So we try our best to try to get these things.
我们不顾一切的要来得这些东西。
We try our best, regardless of everything, to try to receive these.
主耶稣说，你就算得到了全世界而失掉了自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
But Jesus said, if you gain the whole world but lost your own life, what is the use of it?
在生命里面我们有没有衡量过？
In our life, have we weighed?
到底哪一个最重要？
Which is more important?
到底我们要追求的想得着的是什么？
What is the real thing that we want to seek after?
这个青年人给我们留下一个好的榜样。
This young man gives us a good example.
他真正得着了很多很多的好处了。
He has really received a lot of blessings.
但是他知道这些个东西不是他生命里面最需要的。
But he also knows that these are not the most important thing in his life.
他来到主的面前对主说。
So he come before Jesus and said,
主啊，我应当做什么才可以承受永生？
Lord, what can I do to receive eternal life?
一个有这样追求的心的人，
A man with such kind of seeking,
主不能够不爱他。
The Lord cannot but love him.
然后我们看这个青年人有另外一个好处。
And then we see that this young man has another good point.
他不单对神有这么一个追求的心。
He not only has this seeking heart after God.
而且他在人面前有一个一致的生活美好的见证。
And also in front of man, he has a consistent light and a good witness.
在这里他问主耶稣说
Here he asked Jesus,
我当做什么事才可以承受永生呢？
What do I have to do to receive eternal life?
耶稣就把律法中人所能够做的事情都告诉他了。
And then Jesus told him all the things in the law which man can do.
他说不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证等等。
Do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, etc.
主耶稣这样一说，他回答主说。
After Jesus said this, he answered.
他说夫子。这一切我从小就都遵守了。
Teacher, all these I have observed from my youth.
这句话很难解释。
This sentence is very difficult to explain.
我们按我们中文一般文字翻法呢，都是这样翻法。
In general, in most translations, this is the way it is translated.
我从小就都遵守了。
I've been observed this since my youth.
这个是也是这个青年人所讲的那个句的字面的意思。
This is only the superficial meaning of what he's saying.
在一个犹太人的口里边，他如果说我从小就这样做了
，to a Jew, if he say that I have observed this since my youth,
那意思并不是说我从做婴孩的时候我就一直这样做下来了。
He does not mean that when he was a baby, he has been doing this all along.
这里有很多事情小孩子来说没有意义。
To children, this may not have too much meaning.
杀人、奸淫、偷盗，小孩子不会做的。
To kill, commit adultery, and steal, most children won't do.
在一个犹太人的口里边，他说我从小就都遵守了。
So to a Jew, when he says this,
意思是说我一向都这样做了。
His meaning is I have been doing this all the time.
无论在什么时候
，doesn't matter what time.
无论在什么地方
，doesn't matter where.
无论在什么情况之下
，does not matter what condition.
这青年人说，我知道这是应当的。
This young man said, I know this.It's the way I should do.
我就无论在什么情况之下都这样去做了。
So that under whatever condition, I've been doing it this way.
我知道我应当这样做。
I know I should do it like this.
不是单单在安息日我这样做。
I did not only do it on the Sabbath.
也不是单单在圣殿里边我这样做。
And it's not only in the temple that I do this.
也不是单单在祭司的面前我就这样做。
And it's not only before the priest that I do this.
也不是说有人看见的时候我这样做。
I do not only do this when other people are looking at me.
我知道我应当这样做，那么就不论在什么情况之下，我都这样做。
I know I should do it this way, so whatever condition, I always do it this way.
这么样的一个生命，主不能够不爱他。
This kind of life, Jesus cannot but love him.
主今天照样也要爱一个有这样见证的人。
Today, Jesus also still wants to love somebody who has this kind of witness.
过一个一致的生活
who live a consistent life.
不论在什么情况之下，不论在什么时候，不论在什么地方。
No matter what condition, what time, what place.
不是说单单在礼拜天里边我才过像基督徒的生活。
It is not that we only live a Christ-like life on a Sunday.
其他的六天怎么样啊？
What about the other 6 days?
我不是说单单在牧师传道人的面前我要过这种生活。
I do not live this kind of life only before pastors and preachers.
不在传道人的面前的时候我的生活怎么样呢？
When preachers are not around, what do I do?
我不是说单单在礼拜堂的时候过这样的生活。
I should not live a life like this only in the church.
出了礼拜堂回到我工作的地方怎么样呢？
What about my life when I leave the church and go back to work?
不是说单单在基督徒的面前我才过这样的生活。
Not only before Christians that I live like this.
我对那些个我不信的同事或者同学
To my colleagues who are unbelievers.
对我自己的不信的家人，我对他们的态度怎么样啊？
To my family members who are not Christians yet, what is my attitude?
太多的时候我觉得我们基督徒好像过了一个两个面孔的生活。
Very often I feel that we Christians live a two-faced life.
我们知道基督徒应该是什么样子。
We know what Christians should be like.
但是在一种情形之下我们这么样做了。
But in one situation we do this.
换另外一种情形我就过一个不同样式的生活了。
In a different situation we live a different life.
在基督徒中间，我要做的像基督徒的样子。
Among Christians, I have to live like a Christian.
但是我和很多非基督徒在一起生活怎么办呢？
But what happens if you live among a lot of non-believers?
哎呀，那些个人的态度不好啊，他们讲的话不好听啊。
Their attitude is not good. Their words are bad.
我对他们怎么能够做得像基督徒的样式？
And how can I live like a Christian in front of them?
对不信主的那些个同学，那些个朋友。
To the unbelievers who are our colleagues and called students.
他们可能有一个非常不好的态度。
Maybe they have a very bad attitude.
可能讲的话就是要专专叫我难堪。
Maybe they say something intentionally to make me look bad.
那我怎么办呢？
Then what should I do?
在我的工作岗位上面。
In my position of work.
我做的生意。
In my business.
或者别样的职业。
Or other professions.
在这种情形之下做基督徒不容易。
In these different conditions, it is not easy to be a Christian.
我们听见这个听得太多了。
We have listened so much to this.
就在这个国家里边。
Just in this country.
我知道有基督徒是教会里面的长老做生意的时候不诚实。
I know there are Christians who are elders in the church who are dishonest in their business dealings.
在家里面怎么样啊？
What about in our homes?
在没有多久以前，我们神学院里面有一个二年级的同学。
Not long ago, there's a second year student in our seminary.
一个很好的姊妹。
She is a very good sister.
看起来很温柔。
If you look at her, she looks very neat.
很有恩赐。
Gentle and gifted.
爱主的心非常真诚。
And very love the Lord true-heartedly.
我们都很喜欢这个姊妹。
And we like this sister very much.
我们觉得神一定会使用她。
We felt that the Lord will use her.
前没有多久，她起来做见证。
Not long ago, she stand up and give this testimony.
最近她在学院听几次的祷告，好像她说都像她的心讲话一样。
She felt that recently the last few prayers that she heard in the seminary seems to be for her.
她说，自从她信主，直到她入神学院的时候，差不多四五年的时间呢。
She said, from the time that she believed in Jesus and from the time she entered seminary, there is 4 to 5 years time.
他和他的父母差不多没有一句话好讲。
Between her and her parents, there's almost nothing said in these 4 or 5 years.
家里面没有一个是基督徒，只有他一个信主了。
There's no Christian in the home. She is the only one.
从小没信主以前，家里面的关系就是那么不好。
Before she believed in Jesus, the relationship in the home is not very good.
父母儿女不讲话。
The parents and the children do not talk to each other.
信了主了。入了神学院做神学生了还是不讲话，一年多不讲话。
But after she became a seminary student, she still, there's more than a year that they did not speak to each other.
神感动了
她。 And the Lord moved her.
在神学院里面，在基督徒中间表现得非常好的见证。
She has a very good witness among Christians.
但是在不信的家人面前的见证怎么样啊？
But what about in front of the family members who are non-Christians?
太多的时候我们就有这么一种试探，这么一种困难。
Too often we have these temptations, these difficulties.
在某些情形之下我可以做得像基督徒啊。
Under some condition we can live like Christians.
我知道我应当这样做。
I know I should do it like this.
在另外一种情形我就非常难这么样做了。
But in a different condition it is very difficult.
在人面前你可以做得很好的基督徒。
In front of people, you can be a very good Christian.
但是你单独在一起，你的私人生活怎么样啊？
But when you are alone by yourself, how is your private life?
你心里面所思想的是什么？
What do you think of in your heart?
没有人看见的时候，你所做的事情是什么？
When nobody sees you, what did you do?
这个青年人他有一个一致的见证。
This young man has a consistent witness.
他说我知道我应当这样做。
He said, I know I should do this.
那么我就不论在什么时候，不论在什么地方。
Then whatever condition, whatever place,
我都这样做。
I did the same.
我从小就遵守了这些个诫命。
I have observed from my youth.
我知道这是什么话。
I know God's word.
我知道这是应当的。
I know it is reasonable.
我也就一夜一直的按照这个标准来生活。
And I have been consistently living this life.
今天在基督徒中间，我们多么需要这样的见证。
Today among Christians, we do need witnesses like this.
一致的基督徒生活。
A consistent Christian life.
怎么这个青年人有这样的好处？
Then this young man has this good point.
他有一个真正在主的面前追求的心。
He has a true heart that seeks after God.
他有一个一致的见证。
He also has a consistent witness and testimony.
那既然他有这样的好处，为什么他在主的面前还得不着祝福呢？
If he is so good, why is it that he did not receive the blessing from the Lord?
我觉得他生活中也有两件困难。
I think there are two difficulties in his life.
使他的生命不能够得着应当得的福气。
So that his life did not receive the blessings that he should receive.
头一件事情，我觉得这个青年人他的眼光太肤浅了。
Firstly, I think this young man is too short-sighted.
他没有看清楚生活真正的那个目标到底是什么。
He do not understand and see what is the real meaning of life.
他没有想清楚他所做的事到底是什么。
He has not think through what he is really doing.
这个青年人来到主的面前对主耶稣说
When he come to Jesus and said,
良善的父子，我当做什么才可以承受永生？
Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
耶稣说你讲错了，我不是良善的呀。
Jesus said, what you say is wrong, I'm not good.
是吗？
What?
圣经是不是这样讲呢？
Did the Bible say this?
耶稣并没有说你讲错了。
Jesus did not say, what you say is wrong.
耶稣问他一句话
Jesus asked him a question.
你为什么称我做良善的？
Why do you call me good?
耶稣并没有说我不是良善的。
Jesus did not say I'm not good.
他并没有说你讲我称我做良善，你讲错了。
He did not say when you say that I'm good, you have mistaken.
只是问他一个问题。
But he asked one question.
你为什么称我做良善的？
Why do you call me good?
你有没有想通你称我做良善这句话到底是什么意思？
Have you clearly think through when you call me good, you know the meaning?
或者你根本没有经过思想。
Maybe it has never passed through your thoughts.
别人称我做良善的，你也称我做良善的。
Because other people call me good, you also call me good.
人家这么说了，你也这么说了。
Other people say the same way, you just follow.
别人这样做了，你也这样做了。
Other people do this, you do it too.
你根本没有经过思想。
It has never passed through your thoughts.
你没有想通道理，你讲这话什么意思？
You have not thought through what you are saying.
下面主耶稣说，
And then Jesus said,
除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
No one is good but God alone.
意思是你如果要称我做良善的，
The meaning is if you want to call me good,
你就是称我做神。
You are calling me God.
犹太人明白神什么意思啊？
What is the attitude of the understanding of Jews towards God?
你如果称我做神，你应当把我当神一样的来尊敬。
If you call me God, you have to respect me like you respect God.
你应当把我当神那么样来顺服。
You have to obey me just like you obey God.
你应当把我当神那么样来敬拜。
You have to worship me like you worship God.
你想通了这个问题了吗？
Have you thought through this problem?
你为什么称我做良善的？
Why do you call me good?
这个青年人没有话可以回答。
This young man cannot answer.
他根本就没有想通为什么他叫耶稣做良善的。
He has not clearly think through why he called Jesus good.
只不过别人说是良善，他就叫良善的。
It is only because other people call Jesus good, so he call him good.
他没有想通这个问题。
He has not think through this problem.
他没有一个远大的眼光看清楚这件事的真正意义。
He has no vision so that he can see clearly the meaning of what this is.
到今天，主耶稣也照样在问我们一句话。
Today, Jesus still asks us the same question.
你在做一件事情。
You are doing something.
你为什么这样做呀？
Why are you doing it?
你来参加冬令会了。
You come to the conference.
主耶稣问你说，你为什么到冬令会来？
And Jesus asks you, why do you come to the conference?
你到底想在这里得到什么呢？
What do you want to receive here?
你的目的是什么呢？
What is your aim?
你在读书。
You are in school.
你在读中学
You're in high school
或者在大学
Maybe university
选择一个特别的系一种特别的科目在读
When you have to choose a certain subject you have to take
主耶稣今天问你说
And Jesus today asked you
你为什么单单选这个科目来读
Why are you just choosing this subject
因为这科容易
Maybe this subject is easier
或者这科出路好
Or maybe there's good future for thisprofession
将来容易找工作
You can find a job easily in the future
这种工作赚钱容易些
And it's easier to earn money
或者你清楚知道是主在你身上的旨意是如此
Or you clearly know that this is the will of God in you
你在选择一种职业
When you choose your profession
无论是哪一方面的职业
It does not matter what profession you are.
今天主耶稣问你说，
Today Jesus asks you,
你为什么单单选择这种职业？
Why do you only choose this profession?
就刚好有这么一个机会。
There's just this opportunity.
这个地方我熟悉。
I'm familiar with this place.
这种工作我喜欢。
I like this kind of work.
或者你清楚地知道说这是主耶稣要你做这种职业。
Or you clearly understand that it is Jesus Christ that wants you to be in this profession.
你要在一个地方去一个地方
When you want to go to a place,
你在那个地方选择一个特别的工作
And you choose a certain kind of work in that place.
主耶稣今天问你说
Jesus today asks you,
你为什么单单要去那个地方？
Why do you have to go to that place only?
你清楚知道这是主耶稣带领你这样做。
You clearly understand that it is the Lord's guidance that you have to do this.
或者只是你一时的喜好。
Or it is only your own liking.
你在选择一个结婚的对象
When you choose your marriage partner
一个男朋友一个女朋友
A boyfriend or a girlfriend
你为什么单单选择这个人做你特别的朋友
Why do you only choose this person to be your special friend
他长得好看
He looks good or she looks good
或者他有恩赐
Gifted
他的兴趣跟我一样
Common interest
或者你清楚地知道这是主给你带领的
Or you clearly know that this is the Lord's guidance
我们在这里讲我们在整个的生活中如果做门徒应当对主也都完全的顺服
We have been talking clearly that in our life in order to be a disciple we have to be obedient to the Lord
主在你这些方面的生活有什么地位吗
What is the position of Jesus on these aspects of your life
或者我们在这些事上根本没有用过思想
Maybe we have never really think about these things
我就觉得我这个方便
I feel this is just convenient
或者有这么一个机会
Maybe there's just an opportunity
或者我有这样的喜好
Maybe I like this
我永远是我做中心
it is always I that is at the center
主耶稣今天照样问我们说
Jesus in the same way asked us today
你为什么这样做
Why are you doing this?
这个青年人当主耶稣这么问他的时候他没有话可以回答
When Jesus asked this young man this question he has no answer
你为什么称我做良善的呀
Why do you call me good
他根本没有想通这个问题
He has never thought through the question
他不知道为什么称主耶稣做良善的
He do not know why he is calling Jesus good
他的眼光太肤浅了
He is too short-sighted
在属灵的事上他没有经过思想
In spiritual things he has never think about them
他没有一个深刻的眼光
He has no far-sightedness
他没有一个属灵的生活目标
He has no spiritual goal in his life
然后我们看这个青年人另外的一个软弱的地方、啊、
And then we see another weak point in this young man
主耶稣对他说诫命你知道了
Jesus said you know the commandments
不可杀人不可奸淫不可偷盗不可做假见证
Do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness.
不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。
Do not defraud, honor your father and mother.
啊，耶稣说这个青年人真好啊。
And Jesus said this young man is real good.
第二十一节，主耶稣对他说。
And then in verse 21.
你还缺少一件。
You lack one thing.
去变卖你所有的，分给穷人。
Go sell what you have and give to the poor.
然后你有财宝在天上。
And you will have treasures in heaven.
青年人一听这句话他就转过头来悠悠愁地走了
At this saying his countenance fell and he went away sorrowful
我们可以想象一下哈，主耶稣跟这个青年人的对话
We can imagine the dialogue between Jesus and this young man
他问耶稣说耶稣啊我当怎么做才可以生受永生呢
He asked Jesus what should I do in order to inherit eternal life
耶稣说这件事你都应该知道了
Jesus said this and that
然后耶稣说
And then Jesus said,
去变卖你所有的分给穷人。
Go sell all you have to give to the poor.
他说，耶稣，你说什么？
He said, what did you say?
变卖你所有的呀。
Sell everything?
耶稣，你知道我有多少产业吗？
Jesus, do you know how much property I have?
都把它变卖啊。
Sell everything?
耶稣说是的。
Jesus said, yes.
变卖你所有的。
Sell all you have.
哎呀，耶稣啊，我如果都变卖了嘛，将来我老了以后退休之后怎么生活呀？
Jesus, if I sell everything when I get older and when I retire, what should I do? What should I live on?
家里面有需要，有特别的意外的时候，我怎么应付啊？
When there's need in the home, when there are accidents or other extra needs, what should I do?
怎么样吧，耶稣，我给你讲个条件。
Maybe Jesus, let's compromise.
我把一半都变卖了，给你留下一半，只是问一些特别的需要，行不行啊？
Maybe I should sell half of it and leave the rest for some extraordinary event. Would that be good enough?
耶稣说不可以。
Jesus said no. Jesus said no.
你要跟随我，你需要变卖你所有的。
If you want to follow me, you have to sell everything.
哎呀，耶稣，这个太难了。这么样吧，我把四分之三都变卖，只留一点点为我自己，行不行啊？
Oh, Jesus, this is too difficult. Maybe I should sell 3/4 and just leave a little bit. Would that be good enough?
也许那是一个很特别的一点东西。
Maybe it is something very special.
我最喜欢邮票，我寄进了好多很好的邮票，我留着可以不可以啊？
I love stamps and I have collected a lot of rare stamps. Can I just leave these alone?
我喜欢影像，我有一套很好的影像机，这东西我要留下来，可以不可以？
I like photography and have a very good set of camera. Can I leave these behind?
耶稣说不可以。
Jesus said no.
转脸就要走了。
So this young man turned around and went away.
耶稣说，哎，妈妈，你先不要走啊。
And Jesus said, stop, don't go yet.
你为什么来的呀？
Why did you come?
我要来求永生啊。
I want to inherit eternal life.
你真的要求吗？
You really want it?
耶稣说我看你不够真诚。
Jesus said, I thought you are not really honest enough.
不过我很真诚啊。
No, I'm really sincere.
如果我要不真诚，我就不会跑着到你面前来求了。
If I'm not sincere, I would not run to you.
你看在这里第十七节说呀。
And let's, verse 17 says,
他不但跑来，而且在主面前跪着向主求啊。
He not only ran up, he also knelt before Jesus.
如果我要不真诚，我就不会跪在那面前向你求了。
If I'm not sincere, I won't knelt there to ask.
那么你既然那么真诚要来求，你得着没有啊？
If you are so sincere in seeking, did you receive?
没有啊。
No.
那你为什么走啊？
Then why do you leave?
哎呀，耶稣，你讲这个条件太严了。
Oh, Jesus, your conditions are too hard.
你所要求这个代价太高了。
The cost you're asking is too high.
这个青年人，我相信他一点都不是不真诚。
I believe this young man is completely sincere.
但是有一件事情叫他做不到。
But there's one thing which stops him.
代价太大了。
The cost is too great.
如果要不是这么大代价的话呀，他一定很乐意的得着永生了。
If the cost is not so great, of course we'll gladly receive eternal life.
这个可能不可能是很多时候我们生命里面的困难呢？
Is it possible this is very often the difficulty in our own life?
既然来到这冬令会了，我相信我们每一个人都很真诚。
Since you have come to the conference already, I believe every one of you is very sincere.
我们要想得着属灵的福气。
We want to receive spiritual blessings.
我们要想在属灵的生命上有长进。
We want to receive growth in our spiritual life.
我要想我的生命能够成为主所喜悦的人。
We want our life to be a life that is acceptable to God.
但是，如果这个冬令会和别的聚会一样的话，我相信将来一定还有很多人他没有得着他所想得的福气。
If this conference is just like many other conferences I've known, I think many people will not receive what they are looking after.
为什么呀？
Why?
我知道我应当追求啊。
I know I should seek.
我知道我应当在主的面前多用时间。
I know I should spend more time in front of the Lord.
但是我的功课这么忙啊，我怎么可能啊？
But when my studies are so busy, how is it possible?
我的工作这么忙。
My work is so busy.
我的家里面事情这么多。
There are so many things in my
home. 我怎么能够用那么多时间在灵修上面呢？
How can I spend so much time on devotion?
我知道我应当在我的生活中很真诚地对付我的罪。
I know that in my life, I should honestly deal with my own sins.
但是有些个罪不好意思在人的面前讲出来吗？
But there are some sins which I'm ashamed to speak of in front of other people.
不好意思向一个很好的朋友承认我得罪过他。
And I'm ashamed to admit to my very good friend that I have offended him.
不好意思在人的面前承认我曾有过不诚实的事情。
We are ashamed to admit that we have been dishonest in the past.
我知道我应当在这方面用功夫啊。
I know I should work hard on them.
但是这个代价太难了。
But the cost is too great.
我知道我的生活应当完全走在神的旨意当中。
I know my life should be completely in the will of God.
但是我如果要走在神的旨意当中。
But if I have to walk in the will of God.
我需要放弃这个，我需要做这个。
I have to give up that and do this.
这个太难了。
This is too difficult.
如果要是没有这么大的代价呀，我就很容易做到神的旨意了。
If the cost is not so great, then I can do the will of God easily.
如果没有代价就可以蒙福的话，
If you do not have to pay a price to receive the blessing,
我们都很乐意的要蒙福了。
All of us will gladly receive the blessing.
困难就在这个地方。
But the only difficulty is here.
我们愿意得着属灵的祝福。
We are willing to receive the blessings.
但是又不愿意为属灵的福气来付上一个代价。
But we are unwilling to pay a price for these spiritual blessings.
如果能有一条捷径，不要付代价，我就可以得到属灵的祝福的话。
If there's a shortcut so that I don't have to pay the price, then and for me to receive spiritual blessings.
我相信每一个人都愿意得属灵的祝福了。
I believe everyone would like to receive these blessings.
但是我们不肯付上这个代价。
But we are unwilling to pay the price.
无论这个代价是在哪一方面。
It does not matter which aspect this price is in.
代价太大了。
The cost is too great.
这个青年人他已经很真诚地来到了主的面前。
This young man comes before the Lord sincerely.
但是因为代价太高，他忧忧愁愁地走了。
But because the cost is too great, he went away sorrowful.
在你的生活，在我的生活里面。
In your life, in my life.
可能不可能有这么一个代价。
Is it possible that there is such a cost?
是我觉得难付上。
That I feel very difficult to pay.
这个青年人所以在主的面前不能蒙福。
That is why this young man did not receive the blessing.
他虽然蒙主那么样爱他。
Even though Jesus loved him.
有追求的心。
He has a seeking heart.
有一致的生活。
It's a consistent life.
但是他不能蒙福。
But he did not receive the blessing.
因为他属灵的眼光太肤浅了。
Because his spiritual eyesight is too short-sighted.
因为他不肯为属灵的事上付上代价。
Because he's unwilling to pay a price for spiritual things.
然后我们看一看。他当时应当怎么做才能够得着这个属灵的福气呢？
And then we want to see what he has to do at the time to receive his blessings.
这里我觉得主讲出来也有两件事情。
I feel here Jesus said two things.
他需要做上这两件事情。
He has to do two things.
头一件事情主就是对他说。
The first thing is
就是刚才我们所看见的。
Is what we just look at.
你去变卖你所有的分给穷人。
Go sell what you have and give to the poor.
有一个拦阻在那里吗？
Is there a hurdle?
把那个挪开。
Remove that hurdle.
有一个代价太高吗？
Is the price too high?
不顾一切付上那个代价。
Regardless, pay the price.
拦阻这个青年人完完全全跟从主的。
The thing that prevents this young man to follow Jesus completely
是他的产业。
Is his possession.
因为他的产业太多了。
Because he has too much possession.
因为他的产业拦阻他，所以主说变卖你所有的产业。
Because his possession becomes a hurdle. That's why Jesus told him to sell his possession.
今天拦阻你我完完全全跟从主的。
Today, to prevent you and I to follow Jesus completely.
也许不是那些个产业。
Maybe it is not possession.
但是无论那个拦阻是什么东西。
But whatever that problem is,
我们必须要把那个拦阻把它除掉。
We must remove this problem.
也许是你心里边的一个计划。
Maybe it is your plan in your heart.
也许你心里边的一个思想。
Maybe it is a thought in your heart.
也许情感上面的一个问题。
Maybe a problem in your emotion.
也许生活上的一个习惯。
Maybe a habit in your life.
不论那个问题在什么地方。
Does not matter where the problem lies.
只要有一个东西它在拦阻我们完全跟从主。
If there's only one thing which prevents you from following the Lord completely,
变卖你所有的。
Sell all you have.
把那个拦阻把它除开。
Take away that hurdle.
挪开那个拦阻，你才能够完全跟从主。
Remove that hurdle and then you can completely follow him.
有很多的青年人，他们有一个愿意完全跟从主的心。
There are a lot of young people who are willing to completely follow Jesus.
但是就是因为有一个产业，有一个东西在拦阻他的生活。
But it is because of possession, because of something which prevents them.
有些个侍奉神的人。
Sometimes people that serve God.
他有一个愿意完全服侍主的心。
They have a willing heart to serve God completely.
但是他的生活中有一个拦阻。
But there's some hurdle in their life.
他不能够做成他所应当做的。
They cannot finish what they set out to do.
我知道有一个年轻的姊妹
I know there's a young sister, young Christian.
清楚地蒙到神的呼召了
She clearly knows the call of God.
觉得应当把一切完全放下专心来跟从主
She knows that she has to set aside everything and follow the Lord.
她不是考虑到传道的问题
She's not considering about being in the full-time ministry.
但是她知道她必须要有一个愿意完全顺服主的心
But she knows that she has to have a willing heart.To follow Jesus completely.
她有一个特别的喜好。
She has a special, habit.
她玩一个乐器，我不晓得中文，我不晓得叫什么 saxophone。她很喜欢玩 sax.
She likes to play an instrument. She likes to play the saxophone.
很有恩赐的一个姊妹。
A very gifted sister.
别人劝她说：“你姊妹玩这个乐器，不如换一个啦。”
Other people told her.Being a sister, if you play this instrument, maybe you should change to another instrument.
有人就劝他说你用这个乐器呢在很难做侍奉神的工作呀等等。
And other people advise her that using this instrument, it would be very difficult to serve God.
他就找一个年纪大的牧师来请教说我应当怎么做。
So she talked to an elderly pastor to ask, what should I do?
那个牧师说你喜欢弹什么乐器不是大的问题。
And the pastor said, it is not important what instrument you like.
什么乐器神都可以使用。
Whatever instrument it is, the God can use it.
但是问题是在你的心里边，你是不是觉得这件事情是你顺服主的拦阻？
The important thing is in your heart, is this thing becoming the hurdle for you to be obedient to the Lord?
弟兄们低下头来没话讲。
And this sister dropped her head and said nothing.
她不敢在主的面前面对这件事情。
She is unwilling to face this problem before the Lord.
经过好几年的挣扎
，After many years struggle，
我相信这个问题中心不是单单的一个乐器的问题。
I think the real problem here is not the instrument，
是心和主的关系的问题。
It is the relation of her heart to the Lord。
这个成一个拦阻。
This is a hurdle.
她始终没有能够走上一个快乐的基督徒的生活的道路。
She never stepped on a happy Christian life.
就在前两年1974年的夏天我再一次见到她。
Two years ago, in the summer of 74, I saw her again.
我和这个姊妹的父母是很好的朋友。
We are, I'm very, a good friend with her parents.
这个姊妹在属灵的事上的兴趣越来越少。
Her spiritual interest gradually diminishing at the time.
灵里边越来越冷淡。
She's becoming gradually cold.
不肯除掉这个拦阻。
She's unwilling to remove the hurdle.
我在大学里面有一个同学。
In university, I have a classmate.
我们两个很好，我们那时候读书是常在一起祷告。
At that time, we were good friends, and while we were studying, we prayed together very often.
我们都有清楚的神的呼召，应当奉献做侍奉神的工作。
And we have the clear calling of God to go into the full-time ministry.
我们去两间不同的神学院。
And we went to two different seminaries.
在去以前，这个弟兄在教会里边认识了一个姊妹。
Before he goes, he met another sister in the church.
那这个姊妹对属灵的事情好像完全没有兴趣。
This sister does not seem to have any enthusiasm for spiritual things.
虽然她去礼拜堂，但是好像她的生活完全不像一个基督徒的样式。
Even though she goes to church, but her life does not look like a Christian's life.
跟这个弟兄两个人好像的那个友谊越来越发展越大越深。
Her friendship with this brother gradually grow.
我们很多人有几个朋友在一起很熟的，我们都劝过他，都为他祷告。
There are a few of us who are quite close together. We have advised him and prayed for him.
但是他和这个他们两个人的友谊发展得很快。
But their friendship grew very fast.
我大学毕业的时候我们分开了。
We separated after we graduated from university.
我去到一个神学院读书。
I went to one seminary.
这个弟兄也去另外一个神学院读书。
And this brother went to another one.
三年以后我毕业了，他在那里读了多读了一年才毕业。
After 3 years I graduated and he spent another year, then he graduated.
后来我们失掉联络。
Then we lost contact.
过了五六年的时间。
After 5 and 6 years,
我在别的学校去读书读完了。
I was studying in another school and I finished.
我预备回到远东去工作。
And I was preparing to go back to the Far East.
又经过原来我们读书那个城。
And I passed through the same city that where we were in before.
他是那个城的人，所以我到那里呢，我就打听关于这个弟兄的情形。
He is from that city, so when I reached there, I asked about him.
问他侍奉的情形怎么样。
And asked how is he serving.
别人告诉我说，你如果想找这个，你到什么什么地方去找。
And some people told me, if you want to find him, you can go to such and such a place.
我于是就按那地址去找他了。
So I looked up the address and went to see him.
开了一间百货店。
He has opened a grocery.
在神学院毕业了。
Graduate from seminary.
在那里开了一间百货店。
Started a grocery.
对属灵的事情完全失掉了兴趣。
He has completely lost his interest in spiritual things.
他不肯把一个代价放上。
He is unwilling to pay the price.
不能够走上顺服神的道路。
And cannot walk the path of obedience.
不单他不能够成为神所使用的一个器皿。
Not only that, he cannot be used by God.
属灵的事上自己完全的失落。
He is also completely lost in spiritual things.
不论你生活中那个拦阻是什么东西。
It does not matter what kind of problem you have in your life.
如果你要不挪去那个拦阻，
If you do not remove that hurdle,
你的生命没有办法成为一个神所祝福的生命。
Your life will not be a life which is blessed by the Lord.
你不能够得到真正属灵的福气。
You will not receive real spiritual blessings.
然后我们看另外一节圣经，主耶稣对他说。
And then we see another verse, and Jesus said,
不单应当除去跟随主的拦阻。
Not only we have to take away the hurdles that prevent us from following Jesus,
变卖所有的，
sell everything.
而且主耶稣告诉他说，
also Jesus told him,
你还要来跟从我，
and come follow me.
你需要付上代价，
you have to pay a price.
你需要牺牲，
you have to sacrifice.
但是你需要认清楚你为了什么原因牺牲，
but you have to recognize for what reason you are sacrificing.
单单牺牲没有用处啊，
just sacrifice is useless.
单单付代价没什么价值。
Just paying a price is useless.
单单追求也没有用处。
Just seeking is useless.
如果你也没有认清楚你追求的目标是什么，
If you have not recognized what is your goal of seeking,
你应当付代价。
You have to pay a price.
但是你要认清楚你为了什么原因来付代价。
But you have to know why you are paying a price.
主耶稣说你要变卖所有的。
Jesus said you have to sell everything.
不是变卖所有就有什么价值。
Not that.In selling, there's a value.
变卖所有的以后，你要来跟从我。
After you sell everything, you have to follow me.
你必须是为了主的原因来付上这个代价。
You must pay the price because of Jesus.
你要为主跟随主的原因去牺牲。
You must sacrifice only because for following Jesus.
我们看见很多人可以付上很大的代价。
We can see a lot of people who pay a lot of price.
前几年越南打仗的时候，哈。
A few years ago, when there's a war in Vietnam,
我们听见有佛教的和尚坐在路上，用一点活水，把自己焚烧。
We heard about Buddhist monks who sit on the road and self-immolate.
牺牲没有呢？
Is that a sacrifice?
但是对他属灵的生命一点价值都没有。
But it is absolutely useless for his spiritual life.
我们听见有很多人为了一种主义，为了一种政治思想，他可以付上很大的代价。
We have heard about a lot of people because of an ideology, because of a thought, they are willing to pay a high price.
但是那个对他属灵的生命没有价值。
But it is useless for their spiritual life.
我们要付代价，但是我们需要认清楚为什么付代价。
We have to pay a price, but we have to know why we are paying the
price. 要清楚知道这是主在我身上的旨意。
To clearly know that it is the will of God.
我知道这件事情是主所不喜欢的。
If I know this is something that God does not like,
我要把它除掉，我要把它挪开。
I have to remove it and take it away.
为的是要得主的喜欢。
In order to gain the favor of God.
如果要是为了别的原因，我所付那个代价一点价值都没有。
If it is for some other reason, it is absolutely useless.
不单在付代价上，我们需要认清楚那个目标。
Not only in paying a price, we have to know our aim.
而且我们需要认清楚我们要跟随的是谁。
We also have to recognize who we are following.
特别在今天这个混乱的时代。
Especially in this turbulent age.
充满了许多人的理论，人的思想。
There are a lot of thoughts for men and ideologies.
甚至有很多人的组织。
There are a lot of organizations.
甚至有很多在教会里面的思想，教会里面的组织。
Even inside churches, there are organizations and thoughts.
很多时候吸引了我们的心，叫我们追求错了方向。
Very often these attracted our attention so that we seek after the wrong things.
我们为了一种我们认为好的组织。
Because we don't have good organization.
我们为了一种理论。
Because of a theory.
啊，我们把全心都放上了。
We put our whole self into it.
甚至于为了那个理论，我违背了主的旨意都不要紧。
For that theory, even if I am against God, it doesn't matter.
我为了我那个组织，我做出来不像基督徒生活的事情都可以。
For the organization, if I live a life which is unchristian, doesn't matter.
为了完成我那个团体的一个计划，我违背了主都不要紧。
In order to finish the plan of my organization, it doesn't matter if I disobey God.
主耶稣说这个不可以。
Jesus said this is not the way.
你要变卖你所有的分给穷人。
You have to sell all you have and give to the poor.
这个需要做。
You have to do this first.
这是应当的。
This is what you should.
但是你还要认清楚你的目标。
But you still have to know your aim.
你还要来跟从我，跟从主耶稣。
You still have to follow me, follow Jesus.
今天你有没有认清楚你所跟从的那个是哪一位？
Today, have you recognized who you are following?
有没有另外一件东西吸引了你的心？
Is there another thing which has attracted your attention?
吸引了你的行动。
Attracted your actions.
改变了你生活的一个方向。
And changed the direction of your life.
如果有任何其他的事情影响了你，
If there's any other thing which influenced you,
也是错误的。
It is wrong.
去变卖你所有的。
Sell all you have.
分给穷人。
Give to the poor.
然后你来跟从我。
And then come and follow me.
让主成我们生命生活之中唯一的一个目标。
And let the Lord become our only aim in our life.
请在低头一声祷
告。 We bow our heads for prayer.
亲爱的主，今天我们一同俯伏在你的面前，看见这个青年人的见证，我们要敬拜你，请你用这个见证作为一个见解来激励我们的心，请你给我们有同样一个追求的心，给我们有同样的一个一致的生活见证。在什么地方如果我们失掉了我们的见证，在那个地方求你赦免我们。今天我们的生活如果有像这个青年人这样的软弱，我们有一个很肤浅的眼光，没有认清楚我们生活那个真正的目标是什么，请你在这时候开我们的眼睛。如果今天为了一个代价我们不肯付上，不能完全的跟从你，求你给我们有足够的恩典，把那个代价把它挪开，把那个拦阻把它除掉。我们愿意完完全全的跟从你，但是主啊，我们承认很多时候我们有这样的心，但是没有这个力量，求你加添给我们有恩典，靠着你的力量，我们愿意这样去行。当大家都低着头祷告的时候，
While we are still bowed for prayer,
我们愿意主自己的灵亲自向我们的心讲话。
We're willing to let the Spirit speak to our hearts directly.
如果这个青年人的这个见解，这个榜样，在什么地方感动了我们？
If this warning on this young man in any place moved us,
在那个地方，求你给我们有一个愿意顺服的心。
In that place, give us a willing heart to obey.
就在那个地方，你可以就在现在默默地向主承认出来。
Let's at that place, let us silently admit it to the Lord.
你可以简单的告诉给主知道。
You can simply tell it to the Lord.
你说主，这是我的软弱。
You say, Lord, this is my weakness.
在这个地方我失败了。
In this place, I have failed.
求你赦免。
I ask your pardon.
求主给你恩典。
Ask the Lord for grace.
给我有力量
to give us power.
按照你的旨意我可以行得出来
so that we can do according to His will.
现在你可以默默地向主祈求。
Now you can pray to God silently.
Lord, we thank you.